Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman. I'm Mr. Gentleman. I like that podcast. And I got some very sad news. The legendary Cecily Tyson has passed away at 96. She, Emmy Renning, a Tony winning, a legendary actress. It's very hard word to say. And her manager confirmed about her passing. The last movie that she was a part of was A Girl with Grace, Tyler Perry movie, and rest in peace to Miss Cecily Tyson. Keep her family in her prayers. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 4. Chill! Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mitch Jim, the YPG, and a Premier Boy Podcast. Welcome to all the episodes of Mitch Jim, like the podcast. Hope all is well. And all this episode, I got my special guest. Y'all already know what it is. This is a prediction show for the Royal Rumble episode. And we got two of my brothers here. One, we got, of course, the Premier Boy Podcast's own. Also, King Talk with Aaron Sands. We got Mr. Aaron Sands on the show. We got another member from us. The Premier Boy Pocket, we got Long Live the Chief, Mally Mel, on the show as well. And we're going to talk about the Royal Rumble predictions. Did we get it right? What y'all think about it? And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Gia.
And I'm Layla, and we're from the podcast She Fucking Did That.
And you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Enjoy!
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, I will be giving out the Benjamin Fact quote of the day. And today's quote of the day is, a blessing itself is when you open both your eyes and see another day. And what I mean by that is, always be thankful to see another day, because there's those out there who have not seen another day. So always appreciate your life and be thankful no matter what. And that is today, the Benjamin Fact quote of the day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they're at now. Also, promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also, we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast spin-off series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m., the old school show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m., and we have Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m., and y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website, of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, and tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
This is Aaron Sands, and you are now listening to the Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at the time, I got my special guest. Y'all already know this is the Royal Rumble prediction episode. And y'all already know I got Mr. Aaron Sands on the show.
But you already this know time, what it is. No face, no case. Willing to replace Aaron Sands. What's going on out here?
Yes, welcome back, bro. But also, this is the first time I got two guests for the prediction show. Hopefully this be an ongoing thing. But I got the bro. He been on the show episode 10, season 1. That's a long time. He also a part of the Premier Boy podcast. We got the bro, Logan Lander Chief, Mally Mel, on the show as well. Welcome to the show, bro. Welcome back on the show, I should say.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yes,
welcome y'all back. Y'all here. Best in the world, baby. Boy, best in the freaking world. He's going to come back one day. We done forgot about the MMA thing. That's my guy.
Can't come back after that.
The voice of the knows? Voiceless, baby.
Yo, who knew? He might come back this rumble.
He's not coming back to WWE.
I mean, who knows?
Nah. He'll come. If he comes back, mark my words, he's going to go back to like AEW. They're going to pay him a bunch of money and he's going to have a good storyline. I don't think he would go back to WWE only because, well, he didn't fuck with them.
Too many bridges. Like, you burn way too many. That shit.
I don't know. Who got fired on his wedding. Like, too much.
That's true. My wedding day, I ain't coming back. Like, fuck y'all.
I mean, true. I mean, that's true. But who knows? I mean, he literally celebrated his I guess, 7 years left leaving WWE. Like, dude, who do that? Celebrate the 7 years not being in WWE. Like, he literally did that recently.
Right, yeah, it's the seventh year. It just happened.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like...
He left literally the day after the Rumble.
I remember that.
Out.
What happened?
That was after Rumble. He hugged Heyman and then dipped out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that. But you know, since you mentioned the Rumble, we all talk about the Rumble, which is tonight. So, yeah, we're about to... Let's do these... Y'all ready for these predictions, son? Let's
do these predictions. I don't have my video on for this.
Face no case Sands on this one, man. I ain't doing no video.
Next.
Bye, guys. Mania.
Yeah, you can eat. Yeah, you can eat. So let's start with the first match. We got the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns versus Kevin Owens and the Last Man Standing match for the Universal title. Who y'all got?
What happened?
You already know, man. I'm going with the Tribal Chief Roman Reigns. You already know they're going to let him run that title through all the way through Mania, you know? It's definitely going to be a dope match, though. But I really see Roman Reigns coming up out of this one, though, real quick.
I am on 100% the same type of time. Tribal Chief takes this one all day. It's not even going to be... It's going to be a good match. No, it might even be... It's probably going to be a great match because they have actually been having some great matches. There is no chance that KO wins.
Now, I agree. I'm going with Roman as well, but I think it could happen. Yeah, like I said, I do agree it's going to be a great match. It might be match of the night, in my opinion. It might be match of the night. But what I think going to happen is I think Jimmy going to come back tonight. Come back for this match. To help him match well with Jay. I'm predicting it.
I can see that happening.
A Rumble, if anything.
I mean, either way. I mean, it could happen either way.
If he's coming back tonight, it would be for the storyline. If he going, come exactly. back. it's gonna look like he gonna help Kevin, and then he gonna side with his family.
Exactly. I was thinking the same thing. I would definitely thinking the same thing.
It's gonna be good, but it's gonna be predictable.
Yeah, basically. So yeah, so we all got the same thing. We all go for Roman. A possible Jimmy returns, and in this match, not saying Roman, in this match. So yeah, the best. Yeah, next match. This one, I got a really up and down feeling about this match. We got Drew McIntyre versus Goldberg for the WWE title.
I gotta speak on this shit real quick because I feel like, and I'm gonna take this out with the fans real quick though. You know, y'all complain about Goldberg being in this match, right? About him pulling up on Drew and everything like that, right? And him winning the title and being like a part-time situation, you know? Mm. But then y'all celebrate Edge being in the Rumble. I don't get it. Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Edge in the Rumble, Sting about to have the first match soon in AEW, you know?
I don't get that.
All the same.
About Goldberg being in the match, being a part-timer, and the Edge come back to him, oh, no, I'm in the Rumble now. And everybody's like, you know, on their fucking feet. Like, I don't get it.
Not me.
Because Edge,
like most people,
has legendary work.
Yeah.
Goldberg is a legendary superstar. He does not have legendary wrestling.
Yeah, but his last few matches wasn't OD legendary, though. Let's be real.
It wasn't.
His last few matches were garbage. Goldberg's. And his last match was the best match of the year, arguably.
You talk about the greatest wrestling match.
That was literally, arguably, the actual best match of that year. That was a good ass match.
And it was a good match. I was just upset that he did get injured in that match, but it was a good match. I actually did enjoy that match too
because the Randy Orton thing and him,
they could have kept that for forever.
And we could have another WrestleMania match out of it. They might do it again. You never know, but. Now that Randy Orton's, you know, running around burnt up and stuff, gotta do other stuff for a little while.
Facts. Yeah, and that's, we're gonna get to that later about the Randy and the Fiend, but back to what Rondell said about Edge in the Rumble. I mean, I've always been a fan of Edge, but I feel like the Rumble is a time to build new stars at that's this point.
There's too much young talent there to be putting in old heads. You could have had Keith Lee and Drew go back and forth all the way to Mania.
Or even him and Sheamus. So they've been building up the history for a while. With him and Sheamus, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you gotta remember, you gotta have a reason why people invest money.
True, right. Yeah.
As much as I love Keith Lee, as much as you love Keith Lee, if you ask somebody average who the hell Keith Lee is, they're gonna be like, "Who?"
Yeah, true.
If you show them a video of Keith Lee, they'll be like, "Oh, this dude is fire."
Yeah.
But if you tell them Goldberg is wrestling, like, Goldberg?
Yeah, exactly. Goldberg? For the old school fan. For the old school fan, yeah.
Say that like your last few matches.
Even though his last few matches were trash, they still hit in Saudi Arabia.
That shit gonna hit in Saudi Arabia. I'm talking about for like Tropicana Field and shit, you know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody to draw. We got to draw on the network there.
My point is,
people in Saudi Arabia specifically paid billions of dollars to see Goldberg. Well, Goldberg and Undertaker, they wanted to see that. They literally paid billions to see their stars, and they didn't care how old they are. They wanted Triple H, Cena, Goldberg. They wanted those people, and that's what they paid billions for.
That's true.
They didn't pay billions for Keith.
That's true.
And the way WWE does things, I don't know if they're gonna have somebody that they pay billions for ever again. They're gonna pay billions for WWE, but Goldberg is still that level of attraction. Sting gets so much burn over on AEW. He debuted, they popped a million viewers.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, though. Like, WWE's not, like we discussed like a while back, WWE is not building no new megastars. Last megastar you had was Cena. Mm-hmm. Reigns is not even on that level. You know what I'm saying?
Reigns getting it now.
He could have been if they would have booked him right.
Yeah. True. Yeah.
He is the only person right now that I see is capable of being.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, as of right now, I agree with you on that as well.
But they're not really looking to build a megastar. They want WWE to be the megastar.
Yeah. No one man's bigger than the company. Because past
years, you had Cena, Austin, Rock, Trip.
And out of all those names, the only person who worked out long term was actually Cena.
Yeah.
Everybody, as soon as they got popular enough, they bounced or they were injured and it was over for that. And then now you're trying to figure out, okay, who the fuck do I put on the marquee? You got Brock Lesnar. He basically became a megastar in a year and then bounced.
That's true.
Got that contract, it was a wrap.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm gonna mention all that. We're gonna get back to all of that at the Rumble. I got a lot to say about that when we get to the actual Rumble plug. But back to this match, Drew versus Goldberg. What y'all think gonna happen? I mean, I know my answer, but what y'all think gonna happen?
I feel like Drew's gonna retain. Now, the only way I can see this shit changing is the fact that Goldberg has a lot of creative control in his contract.
Yeah.
So if he wanted to say, I want to win the title tonight, best believe he's going to win the title tonight. See the Fiend. You know what I'm saying? So, unless that happens, Drew retains.
Okay. What about you, Mally Mal?
No, Drew not retaining. I mean, Drew not losing. Drew retains. Hands down. And I'm going to tell you why. They only brought Goldberg around Drew to try to make Drew bigger. Drew is the project right now.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with Drew McIntyre is he don't really have a life outside of wanting to be a wrestler. And they, instead of letting him just be Scottish psychopath, coming to the ring, kill niggas, he's talking more. He's towing the corporate lines. He's basically the Drew McIntyre I wanted to see him be a star a year ago is now corporate Drew McIntyre. The person that Vince McMahon wanted to see 11 years ago.
Yeah.
And I don't like that personally, but we know when they put their force behind somebody, like this man has lost one match in the span of a year.
That's true. Exactly. He literally been almost undefeated almost this whole year, except for the match with him and Randy. I feel like that.
In order to lose that match,
that's a lot.
He had to get thrown off a cage and attacked with a pipe on top of it. So
exactly.
Hold up, bro. He also lost that Roman Reigns match though.
I forgot about that.
Lose a match in 2020 with Roman Reigns.
But the thing with Roman Reigns, he thought it like the middle half of 2020. You remember
he was in the top part.
Except for that one match with Corbin, but we don't talk about that.
No, he had a long ass feud with Corbin. Then he bounced in March.
Yeah, he bounced in March. He
came back in August. And he still hasn't lost.
He definitely haven't lost. But back to Drew and Goldberg. I agree. I'm going with Drew as well. I feel like Goldberg. I heard rumors. I'm gonna say that for later, but about Goldberg. But I heard he gonna play a bigger picture in another storyline. But I'm going with Drew as well for this match. So let's talk about this woman tag team match. You know, Asuka and Charlotte versus Nia Jackson, Shayna Baszler, women tag team titles.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I've seen a lot that's been going on with Asuka and Charlotte in their ring. I'm not a big fan of it though. I feel like it's.
It is.
Like when I saw Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler in there, like, you know they're gonna come fuck shit up. Nia's probably gonna fuck up a move or two. You know what I'm saying? Shayna's gonna get the W. You know what I'm saying? So if we're talking about a match between them two, is it for the titles?
Yeah, for the women tag team. Yeah,
oh, definitely. Nia Jax, Shayna Baszler, definitely getting that back.
Yeah, I agree with y'all on that. I agree with you on that. I do think Charlotte is going to turn on Asuka. We already know
that. That's
title.
What I agree on, right there, because she already won the title. Either that's going to happen, it's going to be like an accident though. It's not going to be like she just turns around and boots the shit out of her.
Yeah,
it's going to be
an
accident.
Yeah.
And then it's going to cause the dissension. Or Alexa going to come back around looking for the women's championship. And that's going to mess up Asuka.
That's true. Also, don't forget, we still got this Lacey and Ric Flair situation. So they're going to play a part as well
For which Charlotte. Could also mess up Charlotte.
It's yeah. so many our pieces in that whole storyline, you know what I'm saying?
It is.
So
it Charlotte is. Always yelling at her damn dad.
Being respectful, like, your fucking father's a legend, you just sitting there just yelling at... That's why he getting himself some young pussy right now, because it's some bullshit.
Facts.
Out of her shit.
Crazy, crazy. So clearly, we all in agreements on this match. It's kind of obvious. It's not just kind of
predictable. The Ric Flair drip.
Bad, yo, Ric Flair being the man.
Royal Rumble matches, with the exception of the actual Royal Rumbles, are pretty predictable.
It really is, because because this is the road to WrestleMania, so all the storyline is pretty much setting up for Mania. So it's kind of obvious.
This is the most long-term booking WWE is ever about to do.
In a while.
Yeah, so you're right. The most unpredictable thing about the Royal Rumble is the Royal Rumble, period.
Yeah,
Everything else is like they throw people in the spotlight. Like, remember that one year they had Lesnar versus Hardcore Holly for the title?
Like, seriously? Yeah, y'all taking
this
seriously?
It's like it had a good reason behind it. It was two big bruisers, but there was no doubt in your mind. Nigga, nobody was saying Hardcore Holly about the win.
Yo,
Red, yellow Hulk Hogan, not no Hollywood Hulk Hogan. He fucked up regular Hulk Hogan on SmackDown that year.
Right. He didn't even pin him, though. He actually tapped him out. You know how many times Hulk Hogan tapped out?
Rare. Is rare.
Twice, nigga, in his whole career.
Yo.
Only twice.
Kobe's not wrong, but did it Brock face Big Show as well at the Rumble one year? If I couldn't remember, I think it was one year. But he destroyed
this was like
Big
4 years ago.
Yeah, it was. Okay.
I thought that was an episode of SmackDown.
It wasn't. It was Rumble, son. Because I remember that year, because it was the same year the Grammy was on at the same time. I can't remember which Grammy it was, but I watched both. And I see that match, like, oh, dang.
Yeah.
Like Big Rock destroyed him. So.
Yo. That's when he came back and he was like, yo, he's going to body niggas. That was the year he took the streak out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it was. Yeah, it was that year.
Yo, but think about this. The funny thing about that match is Big Show, they didn't have the match they wanted to have because Big Show was injured.
Oh, right.
So,
right.
He was really injured, right? You're telling me because he's injured, you decided to send Brock in there with a weapon. Great plan.
You're like, oh, you need time off? Oh, all right, bet. Hold on.
You're going to get a whole lot of time off. This nigga do not know how to hit salt.
Give him all that shit. You're going to take time off, all right?
Oh, man, crazy. But
wore him out. remember when in the lead up to it, when he threw Brock Lesnar, he did the Beal throw. This nigga Brock Lesnar spun three times in the air and landed on his face.
Yeah, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, you too big to be doing that shit, bro. Like, being in the air spinning around like that.
Crazy. Like he was on Dragon Ball Fighters.
Yeah, like Broly getting tossed around like that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, crazy. All right, so before we talk about the Rumble, at the actual two Rumbles, we got one more match we just added on SmackDown. We got Sasha Banks versus Carmella for the SmackDown Women title.
Sasha Banks wins.
I don't know, man.
Bro. You going for Carmella?
I'm going to go for it. I'm just going to do it. I don't give a fuck.
We out here.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. They are pushing Carmella kind of strong, though.
Every time I turn on my TV, when I flip between channels when I watch SmackDown, 9 out of 10 times I'm seeing Carmella. On first watch, I see Carmella. You know what I'm saying?
They did a lot with Carmella. I mean, and by a lot, I mean not that much. They changed her from snooty Staten Island accent white girl to snooty rich Staten Island accent
white girl.
Yeah, like you just got some money, you hit the lotto,
good job. But Sasha is like their biggest star right now, so
it is. Yeah, I agree
at all. The only way Sasha is going to lose is if somebody they're trying to make another star, because Sasha doing movies.
Exactly.
Doing all this. They had that great story behind her and Bayley last year. Those were some good matches. The Hell in a Cell was a good match that could have been great if they wasn't just doing goofy stuff.
And that's the thing, like they like with that particular Hell in a Cell, they definitely told like a whole story in that time frame. You know what I'm saying? So it was like Sasha getting put out there like that. I felt like they put Carmella out there just to incite the feud, but we all know what we want to see though. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All, and that comes in with the Rumble too.
Same here with the Rumble as well. I think I know what you talk about. I know what you talk about, but I'm also going for Sasha as well. I do think Carmella is a filler feud, I guess.
That's the same thing with Kevin Owens, honestly.
Thank you. Exactly. I was just about to say that. Yeah, exactly. I was literally just about to say that. I'm going for Sasha as well. Right now, but let's talk about what we came here to talk about. Let's talk about the Royal Rumble. Yo, I'm gonna start with the woman. So I'm gonna ask y'all who y'all think is gonna win, who y'all think WWE might pick, and who out of the both men and women is returning an NXT person. Who for NXT you wanna see? Who gonna be y'all think gonna see in the Rumble? Alright. So let's start with the woman. We're gonna talk about the woman Royal Rumble. Who y'all think winning? Who wanna go first on this?
I feel like Bianca Belair needs to win the Rumble. I'm not saying she should, but I feel like she needs to, you know? You gotta understand, like, she's really been putting on for SmackDown for the longest time. You saw SmackDown last night, she just beat Bayley. That's the biggest one of her career. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Literally the single biggest one of her career just now, she just did. So, she bringing that momentum in the Rumble. She would definitely need to win that so we could see that Bianca Belair, Sasha Banks match that we all been trying to like get to. You know what I'm saying?
Agreed.
So you're looking at like Sasha Banks' past right there, you know, trying to come back, you know, and she's hungry. You know what I'm saying? Bianca's hungry right now. You know what I'm saying? So it's a big thing. Who do I see from NXT gonna step up from there? Probably Rhea Ripley. We ain't see her in a minute. And she's supposed to too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we know what happened to her. we know what happened to her.
And that and shit, you know what I'm saying? So what perfect time to come back, you know, and fuck shit up rather than the Rumble, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
On account of who would win the Rumble, who would WWE pick to win the Rumble? Honestly, I have no clue. For the women's match, I have no clue.
And what about who you think returning?
That's a good question.
Like returning or surprises? Let's say that returns or surprise.
Probably Becky Lynch.
She's
been gone, so I wouldn't be surprised if she come out number 18, 19 and shit, and fuck it up.
Okay. All right. What about you, Melly Bell?
Like, I just thought about Becky Lynch today because I seen it was her birthday. She's one of my favorites, but man, I don't really see her coming back. But if she does, it's going to be nowhere in a position where it looks like she was going to win the thing. It'll literally just be for, oh my God, it's the man! She's going to come out and get put out in like 3 minutes because... Well, she hasn't wrestled in a while. Plus, she just had a baby 2 months ago.
Yeah.
Like, just. You don't just start wrestling after. Well, some people do. Paige's mama seemed like she did.
Yeah. But even, wouldn't that be a good story, though, that WWE would try to push out Becky Lynch on the day after her birthday and 2 months after giving birth? She comes back to the Rumble and wins the Royal Rumble for the boys, the little boys and girls. Wouldn't that be a cool story.
But it also might be dangerous to Becky's body. Plus, you don't know if she got that snapback.
Oh yeah, true. No, he's right.
They're not gonna put her out in the ring with baby mama belly.
He's right about that.
Our question: When has WWE ever cared about wrestlers' bodies?
They care about how they look. They don't care about your actual body, but yeah. They don't care about how they look. That's why Big Keith Lee is out here in a singlet.
Trying to figure it out.
Silly. looking like a big ass mushroom.
Flying everywhere.
But I could definitely see the man coming back. I feel like they could run back people like Molly Holly, but Melina is gonna be the big surprise comeback.
Yeah, because they were talking about her for a while.
That out there. That's officially Chief Talk. Yeah, plus her husband's back over here. That's officially Chief Talk, right?
Oh yeah, true.
Bro, they come back for Legends tonight. She even pull up for that.
Well, she was supposed to, because they messed up Legends night.
Carlita they did. I would wait for Carlito, sir. I've seen that man like mad years, man.
Mm-hmm. Carlito, my guy. Alicia Fox. Alicia Fox gonna pull up. As far as like who's gonna win, I'm surprised that you didn't say this person, but you talked about her. Rhea Ripley's gonna win. Period.
You think she'll win? You really think she's gonna win?
Yeah. That's interesting. And they're gonna find their way to Oscar versus Charlotte again. They did the last time.
No, Fastlane the next pay per view, so most likely will be Fastlane.
They could do it on SmackDown. That's what happened last time.
Yeah.
Oh, did it on SmackDown. Charlotte took the title in the WrestleMania. They're gonna get the Charlotte versus Oscar one more time. And either it's going to end in a way where there's a triple threat, or we're going to see the rematch where Rhea wins. But it's Rhea Ripley time. Over in the WWE.
I don't think they need to waste this opportunity. Bianca Belair definitely needs to win this Rumble, bro. For the culture.
How much does WWE care about the culture?
Well, I mean, look right now. A lot of us winning the belts. Hurt Business half the titles for all. You know what I'm saying? Roman Reigns is holding down SmackDown and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Roman is Samoan. Her culture, his culture, they're different.
Yeah, but big champion though. You know what I'm saying?
Don't forget Big E. Don't forget Big E and Sasha. Big E and Sasha.
You think
they? Listen, I feel like they feel like they gave us enough.
These
niggas still complaining.
I remember, look what just happened to Street Profits, man. I was upset behind that. I still can't get over that, man. Street Profits the title.
Soon as they realized they had all black champions. Nope. Let's put the white guys in there.
So you were saying that shit happened by accident? They were like, oh, whoa, wait a minute.
Because they couldn't get the titles off the Street Profits for a little minute.
Yeah.
And then, because there was just nobody to get them off to.
That's true. Because remember, Usos do not heal. I was expected to be Usos, to be honest with you.
Actually, I feel like when Jimmy gets healed, because they done switched the titles to Dolph and Ziggler. Let me finish my thing before we get into that. So it's Rhea Ripley's time. Rhea Ripley is a star. And she's a star maker, because after that match with Raquel Gonzalez over on NXT, I want to see more Raquel Gonzalez.
Nah, that ass.
She getting the title. She definitely getting that title soon.
She might be like a surprise player in tomorrow's Rumble though.
Mm. Ooh, that would be crazy.
I can see her, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, Becky Lynch, and somebody else being like in the final five.
Tony Storm, yo. I'm putting that out there. Tony Storm, man.
Okay.
She's killing the NXT right now.
I feel like they're gonna be in the Rumble. Your Tony Storms. I don't think they're not gonna do EO. Tony Storm, Dakota Kai, maybe Raquel.
Candice LeRae definitely gonna be in there. She's been in the last couple years.
Yeah, she always in there. They're gonna do Casey Catanzaro because she can do cool shit.
Yeah, she always
Dusty
Rhodes,
Warrior.
She was killing it.
I remember she was on a battle royal they had, and she was trying to climb across the plastic, and the shit almost fell. They changed the camera off her so quick.
I remember that.
They were like, "Nah, we ain't trying to show y'all that real quick."
I remember that.
That shit had me crying. But yeah, this is Ripley season, baby. Bianca's gonna have a phenomenal showing again. So is Shayna, but this is Ripley season.
I don't know. She gotta win this one. It's needed.
I, so you are the gentleman.
That Sasha Bianca match, that's going to be fire for WrestleMania.
Yeah, they're going to get there. They'll figure out how to get there.
I know for me, I would go for Bianca Belair, to be honest with you. I would definitely go Bianca Belair to set up that Sasha versus Bianca match. But now you got, I would got me thinking for the Rhea Ripley. Yeah, he got me thinking on it because remember they did her and Charlotte did have that match last year at WrestleMania. I heard rumors that originally Rhea was supposed to win that, but they wanted to do it within a big crowd. So now I might change my answer because originally I did have Bianca and have a returning Becky Lynch and returning this is a strong stretch. Not 100 on this. Ronda Rousey.
That's a reach.
Put the return and win. But I might change one of that to Rhea Ridley. I might change that as well. I'm reading you, but I did have Rhea Ridley for the NXT person to come out though. That was always I didn't think she was gonna win, but I might go for her for win as well. Her and Bianca.
She's gonna be the first NXT person to win it.
Yeah, you talking about Rhea Ripley?
Rhea. It's possible. So I'm gonna go for Bianca.
It would be a good way to put NXT like, you know, OD back on the map, especially after they've been getting smacked around by AEW for like the past year and a half.
Yeah, it would help. But if I know WWE, I think they might go with Charlotte for some odd reason.
Oh God,
I would not be surprised. She won last year. I wouldn't be surprised if she win again. Set up her and Asuka for Mania.
I feel like they pat her career. They do like LeBron. They do her like LeBron James. They pat her career stats up, so they can make it easier for her to be in the Hall of Fame.
I don't know, because on one hand, they always put like, literally half the time just for no reason Charlotte's in a title match. I've seen Charlotte wasn't there. They're trying to figure out who the new person gonna be. They have a match, we get a number one contender, and then this nigga says Charlotte Flair.
why are you forcing Charlotte, and then she just pulls up
into whatever match, and I'm just like, all right.
I mean, look what happened when she just came back. She got put in when the tag team women's title match.
At least that one made a little bit of sense. A little bit, but not like OD though. Remember earlier I was talking about how she got the title before WrestleMania 35? Literally was just up next.
That's what I'm saying. Like, how is she Charlotte always Black. Up next?
No, I'm like, what? For the women's championship.
Yeah, exactly. She is always up next for some odd reason, son.
Like, literally. You got mad.
But
y'all got the
on
best
the flip side of
in
it.
The world. How is
on the flip side of that, though. Sorry. But on the flip side of that, though, she is legitimately the most believable female wrestler they have.
Yeah.
Period.
No, I understand that. I get it. But you're always up next. With all of the talent you have in the back, y'all got the best women's division in the world. She's always up next.
She's the best woman in the best women's division in the world.
I mean, it's true. Look at Asuka's title reign right now, son. She pretty much a placeholder for Charlotte's win.
Y'all don't got nobody on the wall. All the women went to SmackDown. Y'all don't really got people like that.
Raw is trash right now. That's not even Asuka's fault, because Asuka was holding it down.
Because when you talk about NXT, y'all were saying that shit was
during,
NXT
during the COVID era. Asuka hold it down.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, y'all wasn't saying that shit about Asuka when she was in NXT, holding that shit down for like 2 years.
Nah, Asuka was killing it. Nah, she was killing it in NXT, man.
Asuka is the best bout machine. Asuka can put on any type of match they want to have. Charlotte's got the size. She done learned all this shit from Rick. So she goes in there.
Exactly.
While she has that new school way of movement, she still got that old school way of grit. So she don't sell some shit that if she don't feel it, she don't sell it. I remember like I was watching her versus Peyton Royce, and I was feeling so bad for Peyton Royce. Because Peyton Royce was not only was she out of her depth, but like Charlotte went in there to whip her ass.
Yeah.
And I saw Peyton Royce trying to get with her. Peyton Royce threw a weak ass kick. Charlotte took the kid, pushed her foot, and snuffed her shit. I was like,
God. You're like, nah, do better.
Right. Like, she's do like, better. No, this is we fighting for real. Like, what? Oh.
So that's your heart. But I also think, but this is like, this is not a big thing WWE do. Could be Alexa Bliss as well. Especially with her new theme role.
I don't believe it. I don't know, bro. Because here it is. With The Fiend, right? He goes through an entire transformation.
Yeah.
For Bray Wyatt, you know? Bray Wyatt is Mr. Rogers' face-ass dude who's just trying to chill, play with his puppets. And then you go through a whole side of the coin with The Fiend. I don't see that with Alexa Bliss yet. They just put dark lipstick on her and told her to go outside and ride a horsey.
They're doing that with her, making her weird sometimes. And
yeah.
They're literally just making her the female him.
Basically.
Problem with her is she's just, he's big. I can believe him.
Yeah.
And she's not big. If they would have done that with, I don't know, like, just somebody a little bit bigger.
To be honest, yeah, I would expect that for Nikki Cross. I feel like they gave it to the wrong person.
Yeah.
Like, Nikki Cross would have been perfect, though. More perfect for it.
Even though she's a little small, if they would have did the same thing with Nikki, I would believe it more because Nikki was playing a crazy person for like her first 2 years in WWE. And I loved it. Every minute of it.
Yeah, me too. Insanity.
Taking the ropes and shit.
So
then she got with Alexa and started being normal. I hated that.
Yeah, man, I hated that too. I hated it because I knew that wasn't the person she was. Yeah. I hated that as well.
And there was no explanation, nothing. She just went from being... And the thing is, she's normal, but she still does the entrance. So now there's a disconnect. Yeah. I don't even like, fuck with
nobody anymore. Believes you.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
you know? Need more people.
Like, granted, like we know the shit is kind of iffy, but let him shake it up, make it real for us.
Exactly.
I'm not asking for it to be like real. I'm just asking for you to let me float off into the distance while I watch it. That's all.
I agree. So let's talk about the men's Royal Rumble. Same question. Who you think is winning? Or who you think is returning / NXT? Who you think WWE gonna pick? The men's is a more interesting one. I got a lot to say about the men's.
Start off saying it's such a toss-up.
It is.
I'm gonna hold you. I was talking with a lot of people and they were telling me the same thing. You really don't know who's gonna win the Rumble. I can tell you who I think could win it. That's Keith Lee. You know, number one. I feel like Keith Lee definitely could sit there and surprise people and win this Rumble real quick. Him and Strowman probably be the last two people in there if Brock's not in there.
Yeah.
You know. Who I feel WWE might choose to do that. Probably Seth Rollins, you know.
Wow. I didn't think of that one.
Yeah. He left for the baby too, but he not gonna have to work off, you know, baby fat.
Yeah,
he probably was working out the whole damn time.
Right.
He could have, but I guess when Becky got close to it, he took a break.
He gotta be there for the kids.
He took paternity
leave.
Yeah.
Wish I could reap the benefits, man.
Plus he hadn't been off any extended time since the last time he got injured, so
that too, exactly. But who do you think returning and who do you think NXT is going to be a part of it?
Well, no. Seth Rollins is also probably going to be the one returning. But they're going to pick him to win as well. You know what I'm saying?
Mm. Okay.
NXT, I kind of want to see Karrion Kross in there.
Instant choice.
I want to see Karrion Kross in there. And I kind of want to see Dustin Lumis shock people.
That would be funny.
That's one of my favorites.
I don't know why my boy Cornette don't fuck with him, but I like Dexter Lumis.
Yeah, like,
I do too.
He's like one of those weirdos where I can fuck with it though. Like, all right,
I can't wait for him to be NXT champion soon. Like, I can't wait, yo. I want him as well. But
I don't see that gimmick getting him to NXT championship though. I see
maybe the North American championship.
That's possible too.
I don't see him being Finn Balor though. No Kyle O'Reilly.
You already know Karrion Kross gonna get the title back. You already know soon, not now. After a few with Pete Dunne, even if Pete Dunne is dope, it could be Pete Dunne winning, sadly. Karrion Kross is going to win that title. It's kind of obvious.
Yeah, that's his.
Yeah. Pete Dunne, that's a holding pattern. The cool thing about NXT is that their takeovers are more erratic than the main WWE pay-per-views. Like, yeah. We already know there's going to be a Royal Rumble, whether it's Elimination Chamber or Fastlane, whatever's going to be the face filler pay-per-views next, and then WrestleMania, and that's when they do their big things.
Yeah.
Right? With NXT, like, they can announce a takeover next month, and shit could happen.
Yeah, Valentine's Day.
They did that. Hey, we doing this. Yeah.
That's it. That's all the confirmation. Just be like, yeah, you got the confirmation? Yeah, all right, cool. And then you just happening out there. I can't, mm-hmm. like, I could predict a backlash or a WrestleMania. You know what I mean? Like, I can't predict a takeover.
The takeover is really, it could go either way.
Like,
right. That's what I always love about it. Especially because it's so freaking random. But
that's what I'm saying. Like, I predicted the takeover once and all of my shits was wrong.
Yeah, me too. Me too, son.
All of it was across the board. I was like, nah, I'm not doing this no more. Like, no.
No. We doing this on Valentine's Day, boy. We need to do this again.
Yeah, you know what? You know, we're gonna start our Premier Boys series, a YouTube series only with predictions. We're gonna talk more about that. Go next. Go next for this one.
All right. So here's the thing. I like Karrion Kross. He's not gonna be in this Rumble. Because if you put Karrion Kross in the Rumble with the way they pushing him, he gotta win.
Exactly.
You can't lose.
NXT dude gonna win the Rumble unless he's gonna be the first.
Exactly. Gonna be in that bitch.
I already know who I'm gonna pick for NXT, but I'm gonna wait until it's my turn to say who it is. I've been thinking the same way I'm thinking. Then
I bet you I am.
Let's see.
I know who's gonna be there. He don't have to win, but as long as he's there, he's gonna look great. Damian Priest.
If he's in the Rumble, he's probably gonna eliminate like about 5-6 dudes.
Oh man,
he gonna be in there. They could throw Ciampa in there.
Ciampa. Adam Cole, because they did Adam Cole, I think either last year or 2 years ago. Adam Cole was.
They did it 2 years ago.
It was 2 years ago. Yeah.
They could do Cole. They could do Cole. Just so that they're not filling up the Rumble with a bunch of people you absolutely know,
yeah,
ain't gonna win. I ain't gonna. And this sound bad because I like the guys are human, but I don't want to see Titus O'Neil in the Rumble.
Oh no,
yeah, me neither.
I don't want to see Mojo Rawley.
I can see. I don't care about him. The greatest Royal Rumble or the Andre Giant Battle Royal.
He could be in the Andre the Giant.
Yeah,
or the greatest Royal Rumble
because he got a chance to win that, but. Not the Royal Rumble.
But seriously, who? When the last time we even see Mojo Rawley? Like, we haven't seen that dude. Like,
yeah, but I'm not gonna take him seriously.
He's gonna pop up at the Royal Rumble, and then the countdown to seeing Mojo Rawley again is gonna start over. Last time we seen him was WrestleMania.
Yeah, during the Andre the Giant Battle Royal.
His boy was hosting it. The grunt.
Yeah, and they had hired his boy, and then his boy said, "Fuck y'all, I'm gonna go play with Tom Brady again." The day after WrestleMania, he signed the contract and then said, "Fuck y'all."
and they were trying to get him up in there too, like regularly, and he was like, "Nah, I want to go get this chip."
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at him. He might get another chip.
That was a good plan.
I'm like, fuck that. We gonna finesse this
worked
something.
Out.
You gonna try to finesse this into something real quick? You know what I'm saying? Since I'm here,
facts.
But as far as who's like, yeah, if you put the new era, the Undisputed Era boys, my boys in there, you put Damian Priest in there, surprise. And a lot of people don't like this, but I'm one of those people who's like, unless you got some concrete proof, or unless you got a court case that gone through, leave people alone, especially my black people. we gonna see Velveteen Dream.
But you gotta consider this too, though, bro. You gotta consider this. There's only 30 people in this shit, so chances are you're probably gonna have 10 from SmackDown, 10 from Raw, probably 5 for NXT, and then you leave the other 5 for like surprises.
I mean, right. I know for a fact 18 people is already announced for the men's. I know that for a fact. So let's do
let's look through who's announced. I mean, I know we got Styles. And then Styles has just been keeping niggas out of the Rumble for the last 4 years.
Daniel Bryan.
My son Ricochet wanted to be. Styles like, gave that nigga a dart. Styles gave that nigga a dart. Styles gave Drew Gulak a dart.
Our truth gave our truth a dart.
So we're not gonna have lanes in there too much. Like, we actually, I'm looking at it right now, based on who said they're in the Rumble, it's like it's pretty good mix of people you think could possibly win, and people you know that's not gonna win. But you're not like, why the fuck is he even in here? Not gonna win. It's just like, he's gonna be cool to be in there, but it's not fucking Titus O'Neil.
Yeah, of course not.
Right. Like, so we got Daniel Bryan. We got Bobby Lashley. Of course, the phenomenal AJ Styles. We got Randy Orton, so we're gonna have some Fiend shenanigans.
Of course,
We got Mr. Money in the Bank, Otis. We got Mr. I Stole Your Money in the Bank, The Miz. we got Jey Uso, Cesaro, Jeff Hardy, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Shinsuke, Big E, John Morrison, Sheamus. Got the leader of Retribution, Mustafa Ali. I can't.
Yeah, pronounce that man. Show that man name with some respect, yo.
Mustafa Ali. His name is like, Mustafa.
You're right, no, I can't pronounce names, but yeah.
I used to say Mustafa, and then he was like, Mustafa Ali. And I was like, gotcha, man.
I'm pretty sure if I were to interview him, he probably would crush me out because I can't pronounce names right.
Of course, we got Edge.
Yeah, Edge.
King Corbin, the Mysterios, and Braun Strowman so far.
Braun Strowman got added on SmackDown.
That's 21 people.
Oh, it's 21.
We know it's going to be in there so far. It looked like it came out to about the mix that Sands was saying. 1, 2, 3, 2, 4. I'm bad at counting. it looks like it's about the mix that Sands said so far. Like, it looks like about 10 from SmackDown, 10 from Raw so far.
Edge as the
special guy. So there's a lot of room for people to win, but out of who we know, my pick for the winner is an extreme dark horse. And that's going to be Bobby Lashley. This man has also not lost a match since he lost. He actually has the winningest record in WWE right now.
Well, he lost to Matt Riddle, but that's pretty. But that is a weird.
We're not gonna count that.
He lost to Matt Riddle. When?
Couple weeks ago, wrong. But according with the cheese, it was a cheese loss, but with a cheese loss.
I think it was a DQ because he has not been pinned or submitted since he lost to Drew McIntyre last year.
That's true. I haven't seen him take an L, solid L. I haven't seen that.
And he been fucking. Yoking out Matt Riddle for like 2 months. Like, every time he see that nigga Matt Riddle.
Oh! bro.
Got that man in the master lock out here.
So my pick is Bobby Lashley. Special people gonna come from NXT. Any legends that come back. We gonna see Carlito. It's Carlito's time.
You have to.
Because you didn't see him at Legends Night. You think you're going to be in a Rumble?
Yeah, I mean, because
I feel like you get paid more for the Rumble than you do Legends Night.
I think so. I think it's possible.
Oh, no.
Carlito and Alicia Fox for the win.
Not doing no damn Alicia Fox for the win, bro. Like,
we're going to stop hating on Alicia Fox. That woman's a legend.
But let me pick. So, for who I think winning, Keith Lee. For the Raw side, if I had to pick for SmackDown, I guess Daniel Bryan, because his storyline is basically surrounding him winning the Rumble. But
shoot, Keith Lee not even announced for it.
He might, maybe, bro. Maybe. That's crazy.
He should be. I thought he would have been.
Definitely.
Right, me too.
He's like, that means he's not even on a card.
I mean, to be honest, he haven't been, if you think about it, he haven't been showing on War for like 2 weeks, though.
And the last time we've seen him, he was there last week, and he damn near killed John Morrison on the turnbuckle.
That went two weeks ago.
They had that match, and then,
They had that match.
They won, and then him and Sheamus started fighting. And then they had a match right after that, and then he won.
Oh, yeah, that's
cool. So the last time we seen him, he looked pretty good. The times before that, he looked like he was just
Oh, no. He might got COVID.
Mia Yim got it.
Yeah, because they dating. I didn't think about that. By the way, they announced that today, by the way. But we're going to talk more about that a little later. But,
yeah. We're definitely probably not going to see Big Keith Lee win that.
Dang, man.
There goes your pick.
Yeah, right. My pick. So I guess it was Keith Lee, but who knows now? But also got Daniel Bryan. So they've been talking about that for a while.
Daniel Bryan's not winning no Rumble.
I don't know, but.
I don't see him winning this year either. Especially because they keep jocking it.
Here's my thing.
If they're going to pump it up, then they're not going to win it. Because Daniel Bryan was supposed to, they were pumping up Daniel Bryan to win the year Batista won. And what happened? Batista won.
No. We were pumping up Daniel Bryan to win. They didn't put that nigga in the Rumble.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why niggas was mad that Batista won. And niggas booed Rey Mysterio. No, that was the one.
No, that was the same year. You're right. That was the same year. Because Mysterio was 30.
That was the one with Roman, I think.
I think you're right about that.
I gotta go double check that. That shit was hilarious.
Bro. It was hilarious. I remember because Ray came out 30. They booed. They booed Ray.
Ray looked so confused because he's never been booed like that.
What's going on?
This nigga is not a heel. Right now. He's like, look at my mask. It's still cool.
No. Is Daniel Bryan underneath that mask? Because if he's Daniel Bryan underneath that mask, then we can talk about something.
For real,
nigga said boo.
But I'm gonna be honest though. My pick was really revolving around Keith Lee, but SmackDown pick was kind of hard because I went from Daniel Bryan. I thought it would be Shinsuke, but I don't know. He won it before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of hard to pick. But SmackDown kind of hard to pick. I can't pick for. I know Tiana now. I don't even know no more. I don't know who to win. But if WWE though, I hear the thing. So who I think will win for WWE pick? Brock Lesnar. I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't be surprised at that either.
That would be interesting though, because it really show where Paul Heyman's loyalties lie.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be interesting.
And think about it, he could go either way. He could go against Drew. Remember last year at Mania, Drew versus Brock. And or he'll go to Roman, which would be interesting. He'd be a big face.
That would be interesting. See where he at with it.
And then if Roman actually picks up that scalp clean this time, because he's beat him, but he didn't. None of his wins were like dominant wins.
Yeah.
He beat him. He had that weird win that he didn't win with the cage match.
Oh yeah, you're right, right, right.
And then he beat him. Like with like three spears and pinned him one time.
Oh yeah,
ran after he won.
Yeah, but also Hill, I also think what WWE going to do. It depends though. I hope this don't happen. So put this with a grain of salt. I really hope this don't happen. So say for example, Drew versus Goldberg like early in the match. Drew win. What happened is Goldberg enter the Rumble, win, and then go face Roman. I hear rumors about this.
I can see that happening because he does have creative control in his contract. So he can hold that L of Drew, go on the Rumble at 30, and then, you know, get that W real quick and a head smackdown.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
I think, wow, I didn't even think about that.
That's only if the Miz don't catch
him. he could lose, because we've seen that happen before. Niggas lose the title match and jump in the Rumble.
Yeah.
And then get his face off with Roman. But once again, that's something that they don't have to do, because, you know, they don't really work that hard when they tell stories like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because how the fuck did we get to Goldberg and Drew in the first place? Nigga, yeah, Goldberg just pulled up. Goldberg
was like, oh, for real, right? Disrespectful. And he wasn't. But he was like,
he interrupted him before he said anything. Yeah. And then commented on what he said. They was fucked up in the game when that
was. Yeah,
they didn't know how to build that, right?
Here they did.
You're next. I'm like,
yo. I heard the original story about this story. Apparently, when Drew went against Keith, they said that Drew put the disrespect the legend, and that when Goldberg was supposed to come out, but Goldberg came out too early, so they had to change the thing real quick.
The match went too long.
Yeah.
So they had to send Goldberg right out so that like fucking Raw wouldn't go off the air without the air happening.
Yeah,
because that whole confrontation happened right before the end credits hit.
Yeah, I know. It was just,
it was wild, awkward. I didn't like that.
It was. Me either. But yeah, so.
That's wrong for you. Awkward.
That, exactly. Exactly.
All fucked up.
See, so I think WWE was like, would probably go with Brock or Goldberg. Cause did it, John Cena went in the Rumble twice 1 year? I'm not sure. You did, right?
Went in the Rumble twice.
No. He went in the Rumble twice, like beginning and the end, or something like that.
Yeah, nah. Like he got eliminated early, and like the Thugonomics dude got eliminated early, and then he came back as regular John Cena won the Rumble.
No, that was John. He didn't do that shit. That was Mick Foley.
I mean, Mick Foley too.
Yeah, he did. He had three faces.
He did all three faces.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember Mick Foley. I think John Cena did it too. I think. I'm gonna look that up. But NXT. We already spoke about NXT. I agree with Damon Priest. Definitely in the Rumble.
Archer Infamy.
Facts. Returning. I did definitely say Seth Rollins as well. I did say Braun until he turned up on SmackDown. But that's off the list. and Brock. I said Brock returning as well.
So nobody worried about the Fiend returning?
I don't feel like he's gonna return to win the Rumble. I feel like he's going to return to keep Randy Orton from winning the Rumble.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was thinking that as well. The Fiend gonna come back to not be sure. He got thrown Randy out. That's what I think would happen. But yeah, but that's all the matches. But before we go, we got some wrestling news. And of course, as I just mentioned during the segment, Mia Yim got COVID.
Well, see, that's what happens when you work in a crowded place in Florida. What do you expect?
True.
Florida got a lot of cases. Everything's open down there. COVID is still existing. We are still in a pandemic.
Yeah.
You know? So, of course, that's going to happen. What do you expect?
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I mean, the
thing is, the place that they're working at isn't so crowded. It's just everything else in Florida.
Yeah.
It's Florida, exactly. Florida.
Yeah. And, so I guess in that so that mean I know Keith Lee might be possibly affected. Retribution too, including Ali too. So I know Ali is announced.
He might get pulled.
And I'm saying he might get pulled. Yeah,
which would be tough for him. That keep happening to him.
Yeah, every time he has an opportunity, they take it away from him. There's always something: an injury,
for real, man.
COVID.
For real.
They just when he come back, he gotta get the chip. He gotta get the championship.
He got to, man. Ali's my guy, man. I want him to win. All right, so next news. We got WWE moving to Peacock. How y'all feel about that move?
That's your cheaper, right?
Yeah, I heard they made it cheaper. I heard they making it cheaper, yeah.
Nah, but it's going to have commercials.
So it's going to be like a...
So if you spend the same $9.99, you won't have commercials. So you're right back where you started, but you got more shit. I think I'm okay with having more shit.
Yeah, because not only you get like WWE shit, you get like Office,
Saved
by the Bell, and all that other shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like you get Disney Plus for $9.99. Right.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't care for it, but I guess I'm okay with it.
I mean, I don't care for it either. I already got the network, but I mean, if I'm not sure if the network still going to exist or it's not going to exist no more completely, it's just going to go straight to Peacock.
It's not going to exist anymore in its current form. Yeah. So like they're gonna migrate your account over to
Peacock. Okay.
So and it's they basically do like it. I better not have to do a damn thing.
So it's basically like make $1 billion off my back. Situation.
Yeah.
Like Marvel had a little situation for like a couple months before they got picked up by Disney. And then now all of Marvel shit is on Disney, so it'll probably be like that. You'll probably have a section where it's just WWE shit.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. All right, so we got one more news. Stan, you want to talk about this news? Because you brought it to my attention about this news, so.
All right, so AEW came out with a trademark. They filed for a trademark for, quote, Battle of the Belts. And if history tells us anything, that means it might be an actual big situation that's about to happen. In the 80s, I believe Smoky Mountain Wrestling and WCW, they had a situation called Battle of the Belts, where both promotions put all of their belts on the line in one dope-ass show. If what the trademark holds true, it's possible that AEW belts will probably be on the line on this show. NWA belts are probably going to be on the line. And I said earlier New Japan, but that probably won't be it. But Impact belts will probably be on the line.
Yeah.
All on the same show. Or on the same show. Which I think
about
that.
I'm not going front. You know, I'm not really. Yeah, you already know. I'm not big with AEW, but that's actually a good idea. I actually would check that out. You know, I mean, I always love crossovers anyway, so I'm definitely check that out.
Yeah, I feel like this is looking like something pretty, you know, something heavy. Like, right now, AEW Impact is definitely killing it with their crossover situation. So for me to see them pull out a trademark for it, you know, it gives
it's
us
working out real well.
Look for yeah,
it is.
But,
it is
Impact especially because Impact, like they're on like a nothing network and they basically got no, like their biggest viewership is like 100,000. Kenny Omega showed up and they doubled it. So
yeah,
that's really good for him. Really good for them overall. So this is gonna be good for like other than WWE wrestling as a whole.
Yeah, I agree.
And honestly. Like, you know, I know, can you always try to put me on a bit? Oh, watch Impact. Honestly, this is the longest time I've ever watched Impact. Like, I'll watch Impact for like a couple weeks and then they'll do some dumb shit. And I'll be like, nah, I ain't watching that anymore. Fuck y'all.
I wanted to like Impact. I started trying to watch it when Eric Young redebuted and then the Good Brothers redebuted, which was earlier this year. And then they had Rich Swann. And I started watching it. I like Moose a lot. And then they killed the nigga. And then the nigga didn't die. And I was like, I'm done.
Like, if Johnny Bravo. Johnny
Bravo.
They show up on TV for a minute. You know what I'm saying?
And they just shot the nigga. It wasn't like a wrestling kill or nothing. It was a pull out the kill. 9 on a nigga. What the fuck?
So you know what? Since y'all mentioned Impact, I got two more Impact news. As of right now, Moose contract in the summer. So my question for y'all is, where do y'all want to see Moose go next? Will he be signing? WWE?
Moose is tailor-made for the WWE.
Think he is.
Big, he's charismatic. Out of him, put him as somebody's bodyguard. You can probably put him as Sami Zayn's bodyguard.
But bodyguard roles work. I mean, that's exactly how we got introduced to Batista.
That's how
we got introduced to China. So it works. I mean, Diesel,
exactly.
True.
Raquel Gonzalez, we already talking about her.
Is that
like it works? It's a trope, but it works. And whatever it takes, I want to see Moose mix it up with like big people,
like Braun Strowman and almost.
Yo, like right. What if
Karrion Kross type tights?
Yo, if right. The team is still around, Moose in the Hurt Business, that would be dope.
Ooh. That would be a surprise. Oh,
I would love that.
Like that would be fire.
I'm all for the Hurt Business
lead with them for
consistently making more black stars. I love it.
Exactly. MVP. And I believe MVP worked with Moose, so that would be perfect. So
work for the culture.
Exactly. And the
MVP
last one
always put on for the culture.
I agree.
That's my man's forever right there. MVP on the list. My man's forever. That's
Shout out to the guy MVP, man. MVP Bobby Lashley. You know. All y'all, man. Shout out to Benjamin.
Hashtag call it to the world.
Facts. And last news about Impact. Tyra Bakkery, aka John Morrison's wife, left Impact as well.
Her contract,
Really?
I forgot. Yeah. He didn't stay with Melina. I missed
yeah.
Yeah. He did. Yeah.
Nah,
yeah,
she's
yeah.
a little baddie though. I ain't gonna hold.
She you. Is. So we have to. She gonna win because she leaving us. She left as well.
For me.
So now I said, well, y'all think she going? He said she too mayonnaise.
I mean, if she going anywhere, if she doesn't, like, you know, chill on it for a while, my mind is that she's going to at least try to go to the WWE.
I mean, it makes sense.
Like, from what I've seen from her, she's really serviceable in the ring. So, like, I see her going and trying to be near her husband as much as possible.
It makes sense. I know, it makes perfect sense. And at this big, point...
I feel like they're big on that too. Like, they're big with, like, the whole keeping couples together and shit. So it could definitely play well for them.
They are big on that because, like, they literally they had a plan for Aleister Black and Andrade, and they had plans for Zelina Vega and Charlotte, and they all wound up being on the same show because they wanted to keep the couples together.
Yeah, true. Uh-huh. Yeah, but man, business. Like, Zelina is out, and Aleister Black had not been on TV ever since his wife got fired. So
they want to keep the couples together.
Yeah, keep them together. Oh, y'all want to be together? Okay, you can stay home too.
Thanks.
And so we figured some shit out.
But I do agree. I
heard they got some big thing planned for him. Oh, this nigga's coming
back. He come back. He come back in the Rumble right now. Oh, come back in the Rumble. Oh, so that could be a start.
And I hope they give him his fucking shorts back and take away his fake not having an eye thing.
For real, yo. For real, man.
And not even that, though. I ain't gonna hold you. Like, out of everybody that's been out of NXT, he's been, like, the most underutilized.
Yeah. Exactly. By far. Yeah, he has.
Because every time he steps in the ring, he has a good match.
It's true,
even
yeah.
If you put him in the ring to have a bad match on purpose, he has a good match. Like,
true.
Like, they did the Buddy Mercury versus him thing as kind of a throwaway, and them niggas had a match so good that they had to make it into a feud.
Yo, don't forget him versus Kevin Owens. Like, that was
better than it was supposed to be.
Yeah,
especially it wasn't supposed to be that good. Black was playing basically a different fucking version of himself, and it was still amazing.
For real, yo.
Aleister losing so much, which I don't like.
But sure. He wins. Frax, yo, I want to come back, yo. Wait, if he come back at the Rumble, I'll be happy, son.
He probably won't come back at the Rumble, though.
Definitely. But yo, bro,
his eye might be healed like Rey Mysterio's is.
Yeah, now he got a new eye now, you know, it's lit.
Nigga, Seth Rollins was just putting niggas' eyes out all summer. What the fuck?
For real, new eye, new me.
Got a different color in everything. He lit now.
Yeah, but yo, we're going to end this here, yo, bro. Thank y'all for coming on the show. Yo, we gonna make this into an actual YouTube series, man. Cause this, I like this wrestling prediction. Even though we ain't saying it, we've been doing it on Mr. General, like the podcast, but we might do this into a more often series. And we're gonna talk about that. But yeah, jab y'all on social media. Thank y'all for coming to the show again. Jab y'all social media.
You already know what it is. You already know the vibes. You follow your boy at AARONSANDSPREMIERE. That's Aaron Sands Premier. You can also follow me if you want to get some dope pictures taken for a nice event. Shot by Sands, SHOTBYSANDS. You catch me on there if you want dope pictures at a reasonable price. Also, check out my new podcast, The King Talk with Aaron Sands, coming out soon.
Yeah, coming out this Tuesday. So stay tuned for that, y'all. Stay tuned for that. And also, you know, Long Live the Chief, Mally Mel, man. Drop your stuff, man.
Long Live the Chief.
Long Live the Chief.
Timing was great. Well, you already know who it is. One and only Long Live the Chief. They call me Mally Mel. That's where you can find me on all the social medias. I'm not going to insult your intelligence by telling you how to spell they. Call or me, but I will tell you how to spell Mally Mal. That's M-A-L-I-M-A-L. Real simple stuff. Listen, follow me. We got a lot of great information about financial needs. We're hiring a lot of people. We're doing a lot of great things for people out here. And as they say, man, listen, we got podcasts coming out. We got a few things in the works, man. Keep your eyes out, but definitely keep your eyes on your pockets. Take us out, Ken.
Dope. And last but not least, Season 2 of the Premier Boy Podcast, February 11th, new day, every Thursdays. We back, y'all. See, y'all got a little proof tonight.
Well, three of us.
All three of us is back. We don't know about DJ Retro. Y'all gotta find out on the first episode of King Talk. He got him on the show.
Yeah, we definitely gonna discuss that. My offer still stands. I'll give you a quick update on that. As I shouted him out on a podcast TV episode, he definitely accepted that invitation. So yeah, for King Talk on the first episode of King Talk with Aaron Sands, we're gonna have Roddy Rod come on and explain what the fuck happened with at the conclusion of season one.
Yes, yes. And you know, thank y'all, and we'll be right back. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gemini, with the Gentleman Like the Podcast and the Premier Boy Podcast. And this commercial is brought to you by the Premier Boy Podcast, where four Brooklyn dudes, where we talk about anything about the culture. You know, host by myself, Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, Mr. Aaron Sands from King Talk with Aaron Sands, the star Roddy Rod, who is also my co-host of the Old School Show, and long live the Chief Mally Mel. And we talk many topics. From politics, music, sex, love, relationships, and many more. And also every topic that's going on in the news right now. Many of our topics are very controversial. And the podcast show might not be for everybody. Because we talk about many explicit content. And yeah. So if y'all decided to check out the show, y'all be warned because y'all might need a drink or two. And yeah, because this podcast is so crazy. I'm shocked it had not got canceled yet. So if y'all are looking forward to listening to the Premier Boy Podcast, check it out on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many more. Each and every Wednesday at 12 a.m., you can check out the Premier Boy Podcast with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, Star Riding Rod, and Long Live the Chief Mally Mel. This is your boy Ken, a.k.a. Benjamin. Have a good day and night wherever you're listening to this episode. Now back to the show. Cheer! I just want to take the time to thank everybody for tuning in to the new episode. Thank you to my special guest, the bros, Mr. Aaron Sands, and long live the Chief Mally Mel for coming on the show. And look out for Mr. Aaron Sands' new podcast show, King Talk with Aaron Sands, out this Tuesday at 12 a.m. Yo, tune in, y'all. It's going to be a dope show. And look out for the Premier Boy Podcast Season 2 with myself, Mr. Aaron Sands, and long live the Chief Mally Mel. And you know, February 11th, season 2 is released. And if y'all want to be on my show, if y'all want to be a guest on my show, y'all can send me a bio about yourself and everything that you do to my email, kenypgent@gmail.com. Or y'all can DM me, ken_mrgentleman. I repeat, Ken, K-E-N, _ Mr. M-R, gentleman, G-E-N-T-L-E-M-A-N. And y'all already know Mr. Gentleman Like the Podcast each and every Sunday at 12 a.m. We are on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and many more. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in to this new episode, and have a good night.
Yo, 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 yo. This is the fresh one. They call me Mally Mal, the man. And you're right now, you're listening to the Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast with my boy, the gentleman, Ken. Shouldn't be anywhere else right now.